You're listening to
Radio Network 24-hour news talk. The future of radio.
The opinions expressed on Feet to the Fire are those of the host, the callers, the guests, and any of the writers of chat, email, or instant messages, and are not necessarily those of any of the broadcast, netcast affiliates. Subject matters may be too intense at times for more sensitive listeners, dealing with controversial issues with blunt, brutal honesty. With that said, at no time will abusive language, pornographic descriptions, racial, ethnic, religious slurs, or simple bad manners be tolerated. Feet to the Fire is a broadcast forum that takes a hard, honest, unbiased, and open look at all issues from all sides, with a focus on finding a non-contradictive consensus on the principles discussed. This, however, is not an excuse to create a forum to boost one's ego, nor drive others of differing opinions into the dirt. Stay tuned to Feet to the Fire.
Before you start waving around that freedom of speech thing, and you're in a crowded movie theater and you scream fire, you better be able to smell smoke. If you come on this radio show and you start saying inconsiderate things like that, you better have more behind you, pal, than just your thumb. I've been listening to talk radio for years, and one thing I just can't stand is when the host has to, like, push his way on the people, beat the callers into his way of thinking, extending his ego, or when the callers call in and say something so outrageous and the host lets it go unchallenged. The sign you're on the road to truth is the lack of contradiction. You want to find truth, you just don't simply believe somebody because of their authority or their degree, or you listen to what they say, you test it against reality, and you hold their feet to the fire. We're live, Feet to the Fire. I'm your host, James Atha Yanchik, Black Knight of Talk Radio, and today we have a special show. And I want to thank IBC for carving a hole right in their schedule for this. Lou Gentile and the Paranormal Network that he's got there. I also want to thank some people who helped get the word out in such a fast moment. It was done real good over at the Rumor Mills. And also a guy out in Belgium, and so forth and so on. So anyway, a lot of people work together to put this on. My thanks go out to them. And I want to take a moment here to explain a little something. People, this whole incident of having prophecy and so forth on radio, there's a lot of controversy about these type of things. And really, what it comes down to for me, and the reason why I'm doing the show, first off, is someone asked me. Ron wrote me a letter and told me about the rumor mill message by Esclamante. Am I saying that right? Not good with names. And asked for the some space. And the bottom line is here is when you have somebody talking about free speech, the law state that you can't stand up in a movie theater and say there's a fire unless there's a fire. And if there's not a fire, you're going to be in trouble. And prophecy is one step in front of that. It's you're standing in front of the movie theater and saying there's going to be a fire. Now, the movie theater person is not going to be real thrilled about that because he's going to be losing, you know, he's going to be losing people coming to movie theater. And so they try to stop that. But here's my host on it, and this is what I'm going on, is that you allow it to happen, and if it doesn't happen, you deal with it afterwards. But I'm a fan of free speech, the freedom to speak, but the responsibility for that speech. And that's what we have here today. David Booth has come forward. He now wants to talk about the third secret of Fatima, has received letters from his daughter. We're going to have him on the show to do just that. David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, David Booth, quite a active year for you.
Well, it's one that I would have rather done without, but, you know, it's what's been put on my plate, so I eat it.
And you've been on Feet to Fire before, and you've told your, perhaps you can give us, in an encapsulation, the actual vision that you saw, the dreams you've had, to refresh people and people who have not heard what this vision was that started all this.
Yes, of course, James. First of all, it began with me back in May of 1979 when I had a series of visions relating to an American Airlines jet. I kept having, over a period of 10 nights, a recurring vision dream where an American Airlines jet would be taking off from the runway, and then it would turn over on its side and invert and go straight down into the ground. And what made that more, I guess, astounding is the word, is that I ended up calling the Federal Aviation Administration in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I lived at that time. And Paul Williams, who was the facility administrator at that time, and then his immediate superior, Jack Barker, out of Atlanta, Georgia, instead of turning me away, they actually they had me come in, and over a period of days, showed me pictures of aircraft to where I can identify what aircraft it was, and it was a DC-10, and I already knew it was an American Airlines, and they worked diligently to try to find out, you know, where it was going to occur at. And based on that, it became the only precognitive experience that was ever documented by a government agency. Then in the spring of 2003, for only the second time in my life, I had another same series of visions. And this was a large planetary-like object that was coming at the Earth from the South Pole area. And as it got closer to the Earth, and my perspective of looking at it was from space, and as it came closer, I would come in and My point of view was narrowing on the Earth. And then in the northwestern part of the continent of North America, there was a large explosion that I witnessed from space. And from this explosion, you could see a ripple that went all around the Earth. And after about a year, it was just a little less than a year. One of the customers of the farm that I have here in New Hampshire, a gentleman by the name of Wayne Green, just one day sitting out the pond and told him about it. And he believed that there is great significance to it. And through his intercession and his contacts, he arranged for me to be on a number of radio programs. He suggested, and I agreed to, you know, put, you know, my thoughts and ideas into a book that he published for me. And then I got an invitation from Portugal to visit, Sister Lucia, the last surviving Fatima child, who is, very old in a wheelchair right now. My wife and I went over to Portugal and met with her, and it was during a time that after that I was scheduled to be on another radio program, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. and that was a few days after, and when my wife and I would be in Paris. From the meeting that I had there in Cumbria, Portugal, I went up to Paris, and in that conversation prior to my going on the air, I was asked about the visit, and I explained that, you know, that I could not talk about it, and for, you know, a number of reasons.
Okay, let's hold it right there. That's a good hit. We're going to have to stop for this break, and I want to come right back with you could not talk about that meeting for a number of reasons. We'll start right there. I don't want to break the train, but I don't also want to lose anything important when we go to that break. So if you just hold on right there, we'll be right back. We'll take it up. Talking to David Green here, Feet to Fire special, IBC special here. We're going to find out about the rest of this message when we come back from a little break. Depending on time, we may open the phones, but right now they're closed. Don't try, because we have a lot to listen from David. And I have some emails we're going to get to, and we'll try to fit it all in here. We'll be right back after a little break.
And now, live from Chicago, here is the Black Knight of Talk Radio, James Arthur Yancey.
All right, we're back. We're live, IBC, Feet to Fire. And we're going to bring in David Booth. David, welcome back. And when we left off, you were talking about you were unable to, from a message you received, you were unable to talk about that meeting.
Yes, I was. I had agreed that everything that had transpired and that had happened there in Cumbria would not be talked about prior to October the 6th of this year. And that was a promise that I made and a promise that I've kept.
Okay, well, here we are now. It is October 6th.
And the conversation that was had with me was one in explaining that the vision that I had of the large planetary object and the eruption that occurred in the North American continent and the ripple that went around the Earth, as it was explained to me, that to this country that I, and this was specific to the country that I lived in, that in a country that had been created by God specifically for God's people, that had turned away so much from God, that from this country would begin a number of events and a series of events that would bring about what is commonly called, you know, the end days, the last days. And that the importance of it was for saying what I'm going to say tonight. And is this where I can say it now?
Yes, though we are all listening.
Well, I wrote out a couple notes here just to help me get it out. And basically, that next week on October the 13th will be the 87th year since the Holy Mother last warned this world about these times and the events that might occur shortly. The Church has not heeded this warning, nor have the people of this world obeyed their God. The Holy Mother had stated that if her requests were granted, there would be peace. And they have not been, and now there will be war, plagues, and pestilence as the punishment for mankind that she has foretold. From this moment, this very moment forward, the Lord will punish this earth and its people, so they will know that he is their God and that we are his children. Turn away now from all men and the buildings of men, and I will teach you and lead you, commands the Lord to the men today. The Lord commands his people to turn away now from all graven images and to not put faith in objects of stone, silver, or gold, because in God alone lies one's true treasure. Listen to no men or group of men who say they speak for God, for they are all liars and thieves and have forsaken the Church for their own gain. And likewise, to give your gold and silver to any man who claims they speak for God is to partake of the wrath of God as reserved for these false prophets. This wicked generation of men have become lovers of death, adultery, and gold, and have created their own gods, and even believe they are gods themselves. This wicked generation of men have been led into the pens for slaughter by men who seek glory for themselves, and they will have their reward, the fires of hell. This wicked generation of men have become lovers of death and adultery and gold. And our Lord has asked, can we not see the signs of these times? And has it not been written? And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. This is for understanding. I will no longer be mocked by this generation, and will visit upon them my full and utter wrath, until every man bows down before me and knows that I am their God and they are my people. God alone is now the shepherd for his flock and will lead them. For in the valley of decision, the great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand.
And that this message that you received, your dream, is what was in the third secret of Fatima.
Yes, it was.
Now, when is this supposed to happen? If I understand this properly, there is a messenger prior to the event, and would that be yourself?
That's myself.
And that there is a time frame from this moment then?
Yes, beginning on the 87th year, which is next week, August the 13th.
October 13th. Yeah, October the 13th.
October the 13th.
And what time does it have? What time at that point?
Just the day.
One day?
Just that day that it begins.
Now, so when can we expect the actual happening of this dream?
Everything begins. All of the wars, the pestilence, everything that has been foretold begins next week.
On October the 13th.
On October the 13th.
Well, is it possible that we could schedule something after that date to talk along the way, or is this the last we've heard from you?
And we had talked about it in Cumbria that, yes, and this has been foretold also, that from this moment on, that God will lead his people, and men are only supposed to look to God and not to any man.
So I don't know if I understand what that meant in relation to the question. If you're not going to be available, then
there's nothing I have to say other than what I've said.
Okay, all right. I want to just be very clear that that what is being said is this message. It will begin on October 13th forward, and that the vision that you had was that of Fatima, and that you talked to the sister. And she confirmed that.
That's correct.
And said you should give the message on the 6th.
On the 6th.
And which is today. This is being done. And that starting on the 13th, we'll begin this chastisement.
The great and terrible day of the Lord.
Well, it's...
And I would be remiss in not saying that. How it came to be that I'm on your program tonight, that there was an offer made to George Norrie and Art Bell from Wayne Green back in September, and this was agreed upon also when I was in Portugal, that the videotapes and audio tapes from that visit were allowed to be sent to them only for their review and to be scheduled on their program. And they both declined. My daughters had sent an email to Jeff Rentz's program, and he had declined. Then through my daughter's intercession, Deborah to be exact, that, and she did this from London, by the way, that she contacted a lady at the Rumor Mill News. I'm not sure exactly how that contact came about. And then from what I understand, the lady from Rumor Mill News contacted you.
Yeah, well, actually, it was a listener contacted me. I went back to, I contacted her to see if the validity, because I was open to having you here. And then she confirmed, and then I emailed your daughter and so forth. So it was kind of funny how it ended up with me.
Yes, it is. And I know that there are many people that don't like to hear this kind of stuff, and, you know, it's interesting, too, that, you know, to even talk about God today and, you know, what's even written in the Bible, that you have to have disclaimers.
Yeah, well, and I have the disclaimer in that I cannot in any way say that what you're saying is true, but we will find out, but I think you have the right to say it. What I do want to ask is, we're having some chat people asking, is where does the rapture fit in this at all? I know that's a more of a Protestant creation, if you will, rather than a Catholic, which I believe you're speaking from. So I don't know.
That's correct.
So I don't know what you'd say about the rapture.
I there is nothing I can say about it.
Okay. Is there anything else that perhaps you said that is time encoded, or is this the whole message? Not that this message is not a lot. I'm just doing my job as a interviewer.
That when it comes to stuff like this, and for whatever reason that I was chosen to deliver this, that first of all, it's not an easy thing to do, and I think you can just you know, go out in the world on the internet and, you know, and see that you know, how anyone, especially someone like me, that you know, that you pretty much get castigated for speaking about God these days.
Well, that's true. However, some of the people who speak about God do a good job of giving people a reason to be castigated. I came from a rather very conservative, very narrow-minded aspect. I didn't think was too indicative of God. And so, like, the church has their faults, too, but here we are kind of in the middle. It's like governments to me. It's like you're going to have people in government who are good leaders or bad leaders, and we're going to suffer or experience goodness at the hands of our leaders, and the same goes for the churches.
That's true, Jim. That's true.
This October 13th, will it start what's called the 7 years of, if you want to call it tribulation or what have you?
It begins the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Okay. And that time frame is man's doctrine, but not actually told to you specifically.
No, that was told to me specifically.
I mean, but
and I agree with that date.
Oh, but I meant the length from beginning to end of this period.
James, that stuff that people that understand this will go to their Bibles and then they will see for themselves and know for themselves.
Well, I'm just
I understand what you're asking.
Okay.
But there is no way in any, even an hour, that I can begin to even attempt to teach anyone about what and who God is. But to every man there is a Bible. And as God has commanded, that at this point, that he alone is the shepherd for men, that we are to trust no one except for God. Every single man, woman, and child that's listening to this, that is what God commands at this moment in time, to stop listening to men and start listening to God.
Perhaps you would like to comment on people who have tried to discredit you. I mean, do you wish to answer any of those things?
Well, like the old saying goes, Jim, I mean, you know, how do you prove negatives? You can't. People are going to say what they're going to say. There will be people that say good things. There are people that say bad things. This is a very, you know, uncomfortable place to be in. I'm only doing it because of my faith and what I believe. What people do with it from here on, I don't, you know, that's between them and their God.
Right, well,
basically, just you know, to somebody that, you know, I've done what was my duty to do as I have been instructed by my God, and I fulfilled that duty.
And this.
And does it and honestly, Jim, does it take David Booth to tell anyone in this world today what perilous times we live in?
Oh no! I mean, I talk to various people all the time on their shows. They talk about weather changes, the earth changes. They talk about volcanoes ready to erupt. And, I mean, there's all kinds of things happening. Each one of those things in and of itself is not that big of a deal. But I recall from my scriptural studies that it's all of those things happening. And it's actually happening in such a way as is to be unprecedented in history. The events themselves are not unprecedented, but the scale of them and the appearance of them together is unprecedented. And then you start throwing in the alignments in the stars. You start throwing in the fact that Tutalis came by and essentially did a mock-down version, a small version of your dream. It came by in Mount Helen, which nobody was expecting to go, it went. You know, it does get you kind of thinking.
God has only one criteria to judge anyone that speaks for him, that they have to have been 100% right. And I've had exactly two visions in my life, and both of them have come true.
Well, you got a point there.
Now, who will believe it? People don't want to believe it, Jim. And that's what we really get down to. People don't want to believe it. Because look at the world that we live in. Look at the allure. Look at the magic that it has. How can obeying God and reading the Bible, how can bowing down before God and thanking him every day, how can that compare with this world?
Well,
Jesus was asked by his disciples, where is heaven? Where is it? Where can we look? Where can we go? And Jesus replied to them, well, I'll tell you a mystery. The kingdom of heaven is within you. It's within each and every one of us. And you look at the state of the church today. It's abominable. I mean, one of the things that I've always been just utterly fascinated about, you know, how much control Satan has over the church today. That the very people that tens of millions of people will go into Sunday to worship God, the vast majority of them are topped by steeples, which is a historical sign of ancient Palestinian god called Baal, which is a penis topped with a cross, which is a female symbol. I mean, and it's incredible that so many people don't even realize that, and how much Satan is laughing, but God isn't laughing.
If you just hold on for 1 second, I'm going to throw on music, and then I'm going to do this so that this portion is saved.
Okay.
All right, David, are you back?
I'm still here.
Okay, I just backed up those little files.
Okay.
To make sure nothing happens. Now, if you want, I've just been talked to here that we can continue on if there's more things to talk about, if you'd like to take calls, if you whatever. The network is offering me to continue on if you'd like.
I'm yours for an hour.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll continue to the top of the hour then. You've had the vision. You've talked with the sister who is the last remaining living witness of this event. Is this something that will destroy Earth, that will just cleanse Earth? Is it something that people could, if they repent and turn away, then the degree will diminish? Do you have any opinions or comments on that?
Again, that this is something that is all contained in the Bible, that is freely available to anyone who wants to pick it up and read it. And this is who we are and what we are. I mean, common sense just tells you, Jim, just tells anybody that in a world, you know, we're one world, you know, we're a human race. How many possible gods can there be?
Well, one, of course.
Whose God is real?
Well, the way I would answer that, David, is I would say that God is real, and he's no God. He's no one's God, but he is God. Like that type of, and I use the word he merely because of the English habit, but God is not human, not man or woman. He's God, but he just is. And whatever we name him or call him may or may not be him, depending upon what we describe him. So if we say God is an unjust God, well, we're obviously not talking about the God, because God is just, and so forth and so on. So I would answer that by saying God is God, and he's no one's God, but those who would call him correctly could be his, if I can use that term. You know, if that makes sense?
Absolutely. It makes a lot of sense, Jim. Now, all the people of the earth, how many people belong to God? Does everybody belong to God?
I would probably say that they all have the potential, and I can't answer to as to, and I can't say that with an event that comes up, people can't change. I don't know. That's why I see. You see where I'm at in my position is rather than make definitive statements, I read ancient writings, scriptures in particular, and I come up with the point that it's very possible that this event coming is what it will take to change a lot of people's hearts, and that it's not the end of the world event. It is a drastic measure to get people to say, look, you know, you got to love one another. You got to not lie and be honest. You can't be greedy. You can't live for the corporate way. You're not supposed to work just to have 25-foot TV screens, you know, to stick your kids in front of. You have to go and live a loving life, and perhaps it will take a man almost destroying himself in wars and the world rebelling back for how we've treated our God's creation to wake people up and change them.
And even by this short conversation, you can understand that of God's command that for every man to believe no other man but to believe God and listen to God.
It's funny, for me personally, my spiritual awakening happened when I stopped listening to the church line and started, and I'm saying church with a small c, I mean nobody in particular, but, and start reading it for myself. And I'm telling you, if I could tell anything to anybody, is give myself a couple of versions, because if they can't read Greek or Hebrew, there's some little subtleties, I mean nothing major between, but richness. It'd be like watching a color movie rather than black and white, I guess. And to read it themselves, and I'm telling you, it just changed my life.
Yes, absolutely. That you've probably learned more about yourself and your God by yourself than through any man. Is that correct to say?
Yeah. It was kind of funny because the churches I've dealt with tell you that the Bible is the Word of God and what have you, and yet, but they tell you what it says. And I'm like, no, I'll just read it. And what happened with me is I went out driving around, and I listened to it myself, just like a music, you know, like a tape. And it was amazing the differences that it sounds like when you listen to the whole thing rather than cut it up like a poison pen letter. But in recap here, we're back online on some of the internet streams. If I could,
did you want me to repeat it?
Yeah,
again?
Could you repeat it again while we have the time here? We got about 8 minutes.
Sure. Next week on October the 13th will be the 87th year since the Holy Mother last warned this world about these times and the events that must occur shortly. The Church has not heeded this warning, nor have the people of this world obeyed their God. The Holy Mother had stated that if her requests were granted, there would be peace. They have not been, and now there will be wars, plagues, and pestilences as the punishment for mankind that she has foretold. From this moment forward, the Lord will punish this earth and its people so they will know that he is their God and that we are his children. Turn away now from all men and the buildings of men, and I will teach you and lead you, commands God to the world of men today. The Lord commands his people to turn away now from all graven images and to not put faith in objects of stone, silver, or gold, because in God alone lies one's true treasure. Listen to no man or group of men who say they speak for God, for they are all liars and thieves and have forsaken the church for their own gain. And likewise, to give your gold and silver to any man who claims they speak for God is to partake of the wrath of God has reserved for these false prophets. This wicked generation of men have become lovers of death, adultery, and gold, and have created their own gods and even believe they are gods themselves. This wicked generation of men have been led into the pens for slaughter by men who seek glory for themselves, and they will have their reward, the fires of hell. Our Lord has asked, can we not see the signs of the times? And has it not been written? And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years. This is for understanding. I will no longer be mocked by this generation and will visit upon them my full and utter wrath until every man bows down before me and knows that I am their God and they are my people. God alone is now the shepherd for his flock and will lead them. For in the valley of decision, the great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand.
And that day begins October 13th, 2004.
That's correct.
The time length of this day is is not outlined. It's not determined.
And the Bible is the most excellent resource for further understanding of this.
I mean, if you were to say that it was going to last, say, 7 years, well, I don't want to wait 7 years or have all this stuff happen just to see if you're right, quite frankly.
Oh, Jim, the truth of the matter is very few people will pay attention, and out of the people that pay attention, very few people will act. Are we seeing anything different than has been described to us in the Bible? How many people did Noah save?
His family. Yeah, and I think that number is going to be quite small. And if we talk with other people who have talked about it, it is it's other people have mentioned similar. And for my personal self, is that I tend to look at a bigger picture. And when I see a bunch of different people coming from different angles and it's pointing in the same piece, then it gets my attention. So that what happens here is you're talking about this from this perspective. We have other people from another perspective. We have people talking about earth change. We talk weather changes. The sun's going crazy. There's global warming on Mars. And last I looked, there isn't any factories up there. There are things happening, and people are looking for answers. I guess that's what we have another piece of the puzzle here with your message.
Absolutely. So you're done with me, Jim?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that I'm going to edit out some of the dead air or the music or whatever so that I'd be concise, but I will put it up on the Internet for people to listen and make their own decisions.
And again, God bless you for doing this.
Well, I just responded to a request from a listener, and here we are. So,
well, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I mean, out of very many people that have tried to keep this message from going out to the world.
You know, I don't understand that, because it's like, if you give the message, it's like, if it isn't right, I don't understand. It's like, either if it is, well, we'll find out, and if it isn't, well, then, okay. So I don't know what the big problem is with saying it. I mean, I'm going to imagine you're not telling people to go out and jump out a window because of this, right?
Absolutely not.
No, you're telling them to get their own personal kind of relationships right.
I'm telling them what I was told to say. Listen to God, don't listen to men.
All right, well, I appreciate the time, and we will just see what we will see.
Okay, and thank you again, Jim.
You're welcome. That's David Booth. I know people are going to be either mad, not happy, happy, and they're going to go on their way, and I would imagine, I will bet, that people will leave here tonight with no different opinion than when it started. You're either going to think he's wrong or crazy, or he's a prophet, he's a nice guy. You're going to think of all this stuff, but here's the deal. David Booth's dream, the one we've heard about with the planet coming by and having an explosion, is the same as the third secret of Fatima, and that the day of the Lord, quote-unquote, begins October 13th, which will include this vision happening. And this is what we have said, believe it or not. Here it is, and we will put the file up. Feet to Fire on the IBC Radio Network. We're on Sunday nights, 8 to 11 p.m. And we talk to all types of people. We give a shot. And, you know, we will see what happens in the next year. I'm your host, James Arthur Yanchik. See you Sunday.
The ancient one of old, with wisdom for the new.